T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, 95.7, The Game. Live from Oracle Arena on Warriors opening night, this is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7, The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
I've never seen a hologram in person.
Me neither.
I saw a hologram in person as I watched them rehearse tonight's ring ceremony, and believe me, you want to be in your seat by 7:15. It's going to be a ring ceremony that is officially next level tonight for the Golden State Warriors, and why would we expect anything else from this franchise? Welcome into the Crown Royal Club. I'm Damon Bruce. Gianna Franco is here. We are thrilled to be back for another season, the final season at Oracle, another season of Warriors basketball here on 95.7 The Game. It is going to be a bittersweet year. This building has been so good to this franchise, and I bet you it's been pretty darn good to you if you're listening and you've been a lifelong Bay Area resident. An awful lot of memories were made in this building, and coming up on today's Tuesday Trifecta, we are going to be remembering some of the best times in this building, which certainly the Golden State Warriors have given us a ton of. Steph Curry himself has given us an amazing amount of memories in this building. And you know, one of our tasks, one of the things that I believe is my job as the host of this show, is to keep us focused on the task at hand. And there will be days when we get a little wrapped up in the what Kevin Durant's future might look like, but I hope those days are far and few between, because we really do want to follow the instructions that Steve Kerr gave us for this season. You know, how to unwrap it, how to handle, how to keep it fresh and exciting, how to play with joy. And that's what hopefully the Golden State Warriors do all season long, no matter what happens with Durant, with Draymond, with Boogie Cousins, with Klay Thompson. The good news is that the Warriors created a winning culture with their first move being Steph Curry, and Steph Curry is locked up for another 4 seasons. I even feel pretty comfortable telling you that he's going to be here after that, too. I mean, this guy in another uniform is something that I can't even wrap my mind around. I don't think Joe Lacob could ever wrap his mind around that, and I just don't think there will ever be a reason to see Steph Curry looking for greener pasture. He knows what he has right here. And as the NBA season tips off, you know, the San Antonio Spurs are looking for a 22nd consecutive playoff appearance, which would tie an NBA record. The Warriors are looking to become the first team since the 50-60 Celtics to reach 6 finals in a row. LeBron will be, 5 in a row. LeBron, he's trying to get to what would be 9 in a row. But I don't think that that's going to happen now that he calls the Western Conference his home. We're going to have Mark Spears join us in just a little bit to find out what he's been poking his nose around here at Oracle and finding out ahead of tonight's game. Want to look at this Western Conference just in terms of previewing what's in front of us here, because it's going to be such an interesting division. There are no doubt there are a few teams at the top here. And I think it's the Warriors. It's the Rockets. And then after that, I think the Oklahoma City Thunder will be assured of a playoff spot. I like their chances an awful lot. After that, you got a large group of teams that want to be a playoff contender, have the talent to be a playoff contender, but are in such a crowded group out here in the Western Conference. Let's go over some of these teams real quick. We'll start in the Pacific Division and just look at the Los Angeles Clippers. Like, that's not going to happen. You can pretty much write them off before the year even begins. Tobias Harris, Patrick Beverley, Marcin Gortat, Danilo Gallinari, Avery Bradley. That's your starting five. Beverley has already called them, because they're no longer going to be Lob City, he's calling them Clamp City. Do you really believe for a minute the Los Angeles Clippers are going to make a I can't believe I'm looking at it level of defensive commitment night in, night out in the regular season. I'm going to say no to that. And I'm going to say that just like last year, they miss the playoffs again this year. The Los Angeles Lakers, we know who showed up. His name is LeBron, Rajon Rondo, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, JaVale McGee. It's going to be rough seeing him in the Laker uniform all year. Brandon Ingram could be a leap year for him. I know a few people are saying that the West is going to be too crowded for LeBron and the Lakers to find a playoff spot. I disagree with that. I do think this team finds a playoff spot, but I do not believe that LeBron is going to find himself in the Western Conference Finals or anything that dramatic. But it's going to be a year that matters for the first time in a long time. The Lakers are right now looking at a franchise record 5-year playoff drought. So they're hoping for a promising start to the LeBron era in L.A. There's one team you can just draw a line through right now. It's the Phoenix Suns. There's no chance they're going to go to the playoffs. They will miss it again. But there are two pieces that are officially interesting in Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton. Keeping an eye on them, they are forever dysfunctional. And if we wanted to talk about, hey, Kevin, here's a reason to stay and with the Golden State Warriors, just look at ownership dysfunction, how often it rears its head. 9 days before the opener, Suns owner Robert Sarver, who, by the way, when we said his name last night in front of Gary St. Jean, we saw Gary recoil. Like, Gary likes everybody except Rod Sarver, apparently. He fired his GM 9 days ago before the season opened. Talk about just a commitment to dysfunction. Congratulations, Phoenix Suns. That's who you are. The Sacramento Kings aren't going to the playoffs this year. Dave Yeager, though, he's kind of got an interesting young group. De'Aaron Fox, Buddy Hield, Marvin Bagley, the Rook out of Duke, Willie Cauley-Stein wanting to make a max deal, looking for money for the first time in his career. Big money. Keeps on talking about it anyways. They do have one of my favorite Hoosiers of all time, Yogi Ferrell.
Look at that.
So I'll be rooting for him. But the outlook is their 12-year season, their 12-season postseason drought is going to continue without a doubt. The Denver Nuggets are going to be very interesting. Remember that they got held out of the postseason, losing the final regular season game to the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think the Timberwolves might be on their way out of the playoffs. Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns are being called kittens by Jimmy Butler, who wants out of town. What is that going to look like? What is Thibodeau going to do on that year? The Thunder are here tonight. We'll have more on that with Mark Spears in just a moment. Then you look at the other team, the Trailblazers, who offer as good a backcourt as you're going to find. Do they have enough, though, to stay in that group of the crowded teams that fancy themselves playoff teams? But it's a crowded group. The Utah Jazz crowd that group. They got a great coach. Donovan Mitchell's sophomore year is one that I'm very interested in. Grayson Allen with the Utah Jazz is one of the most perfect castings I have ever heard of. So there's something to certainly watch there. Could be the year of Luka down with the Dallas Mavericks. And obviously the Houston Rockets are going to be on this team's radar all year long. You know enough about them. The Memphis Grizzlies. Did you know they signed Omri Caspi? If that doesn't equal Western Conference Finals, I don't know what will for the Grizzlies. I don't think they're going to the playoffs. The Pelicans, I do believe, will offer this year's MVP and Anthony Davis, who says he wants to be a dominating NBA player, more dominant than any other player, and he wants to show everyone that that's who he is this year. Look out for that. And some people are telling you to sell on the San Antonio Spurs. I say buy. I think they're going to the playoffs for a 22nd year in a row. DeMar DeRozan, he wanted to be a career Raptor. He felt betrayed when he was traded, and his quote is he wants to take out revenge on the league this season. I love quotes like that.
Yes, you do.
I love when people want to take out their revenge on the league this season. So don't sell go Spurs stock. Not yet, anyways. I tell you, years ago, you should have bought your Mark Spears stock. It would be coming in right now like Apple stock, because this guy is the man, senior writer for ESPN's The Undefeated, the best. We're happy to call him a friend of the show, and it's really, really good to see you again.
What's up, man?
Mark Spears is back here at the Crown Royal Club, and we are back for an NBA tip-off, man. Before we get into everything that's going, how are you going to feel about tonight and Oracle? Are you going to get a little weepy that this is our final opening night in this beautiful old barn?
No, not to the end.
Okay. Okay. You're going to say.
But I'm being nostalgic.
Okay.
I'll say that. I mean, I've been going to games here since I was a little boy.
Who's the first person to ever bring you to Oracle Arena?
Sleepy Floyd.
He brought you? Like it was your grandfather?
Oh, yeah, I thought you meant like the player that made me want to come. Oh,
my
no wonder why you're involved in the NBA media. Yeah, you're groomed by Sleepy Floyd.
My father, Curtis Spears.
Very nice.
I bugged him about going to games. I loved Larry Smith. I loved seeing the fans wear the hard hats. I love Sleepy Floyd. Sleepy Floyd was probably my first favorite player.
Sure.
I remember going to this, and let's see, like, people that really know the Warriors. I went to Kareem's last game as a NBA player in Oakland, obviously with the Lakers, and the Warriors gave him a yacht.
A yacht?
The Warriors gave him a yacht.
Wow.
I remember sitting up in the nosebleeds with my dad, like, wow, they gave him a boat. Like, not a rocking chair or anything. They gave him a yacht.
Do you think
that said captain on the side? You know, he's captain on the side.
Do you think they sprung for the slip, too, or was that on Kareem?
Oh, no, they paid for it.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
But you know what? Probably back then some company gave it to him, you know, and wanted the publicity or something like that. But I saw Jordan here when I was a senior in high school, thanks to the Carrera family for taking me.
Very nice.
I saw San Antonio when David Robinson first came here, Run TMC, obviously. So I saw a lot of games not a lot. I saw Dominique was my favorite player till I saw him play in person.
What happened when you saw him play in person? Well,
he
played no defense?
Every time.
Oh,
like,
just dang, ball hog?
Dominique,
he ball hog you?
Somebody. I don't know why I didn't notice that on TBS. But no, I got to see a lot of cool basketball, and I remember thinking, and you know, when I started covering NBA in 99, you got to give up your fandom, can't be a fan anymore. But
yeah.
I remember, like, a lot of people don't realize how bad it was, and I remember, like, 2 weeks before the end of the season, man, the Warriors only four games out. They could get to eight spot. Like, getting to eight spot back then, I guess before 2010,
that was
like,
almost parade worthy.
Like winning the championship for the Warriors.
No doubt about it. No doubt. Mark, what's the best concert you ever saw in here?
The best concert. I actually was here recently.
Uh huh.
But I've been.
This feels like a guilty pleasure that you don't want to admit.
Yeah, it was a rap concert.
That's all right. That's all right. You're allowed to like rap.
Yeah. No, I was here with J. Cole.
And it was good.
Yeah, but the best concert, believe it or not, was the Bad Boy reunion tour.
Really?
Yeah, the Puff Daddy's group came in. I had a great time.
Take that.
Lil' Kim, Faith Evans, 112.
Those were some jams back in the day. They
Black
actually
Rob.
Had the hit factory going.
Oh,
by the
man.
Way, real quick, time now for 95.7 The Game. Signing bonus, just text the code word WATER to 72881. Like Steph Curry, he shoots like water, WATER, to 72881 right now. For your shot to win a signing bonus, is a multi-state contest. Message and data rates apply. Mark Spears, let's get to the task at hand. We'll get out of memory lane, and we will get into what we're actually going to see here tonight. And unfortunately, we're not going to get this matchup at full strength. No Russell Westbrook. Have you heard anything about Steven Adams?
They're going to work him out before the game, see how it looks.
Real game-time decision.
Yeah, game-time decision. So definitely disappointing. They'll be back here Thanksgiving Eve, so probably be more at full strength then. I wouldn't be surprised if Russell plays Friday against the Clippers in L.A. I'm sure the Warriors will wish he played tonight, but Warriors fans, but he'll be back soon. I think the 2 days of practice that they have will help him get ready because he hasn't practiced yet.
Will Russell be on court for the ring ceremony? He feels like I'm going to hang in the locker room kind of guy for that.
I've been told that the Thunder have told their players not to be on the court during the ceremony.
There you go. It's going to be a grandiose ceremony, by the way. There is a hologram involved in this ceremony.
Well, I just talked to the ring guy.
Oh,
he gave me the inside scoop.
Well, can you tell us?
Sure.
He said there was an embargo, but he didn't tell me the time. But I'm going to just tell you.
Tell me.
So the top of the ring spins.
It's a spinner? They're putting spinner wheels on their championship rings?
I think they like blue on one side. Some guys wanted a blue top. Some wanted a white top. So why not just spin the top?
Oh, my God.
That's gangster, right?
It's either very gangster or it's incredibly millennial fidget spinner, and I don't really know how to
like,
feel about
you know
it.
What? I feel like having a white top today, so I'm going to slip it to her. No, today I'm going to do blue.
It's like a mood ring.
Yes, it is.
That's unbelievable. Everything this team does is seriously next level. Mark Spears with the breaking news. This ring is going to have spinners on it. That is unbelievable. We'll see what they look like.
Yeah, I mean, like, tonight. You actually open the top. It's interesting.
You can pop the top.
You pop the top and spin it to what side you want.
Unbelievable. Wow.
Jason the Jeweler of Beverly Hills. Jason of Beverly Hills. Shout out to Jason of Beverly Hills.
Is that the guy who does, like... Jason the Jeweler is, like, famous in the hip-hop community. Like, this guy does big stuff.
Well, he's big in the NBA community. He's done the Warriors' last couple rings. He did the Lakers. And usually Jason gets them, but he's been able to sneak in there. Get a part of business.
There you go. Good for him. Got to have the hustle. I saw your hustle, man, brought you to a very interesting story. DeMarcus and Draymond Green. Two guys, in order for this to work, do need to get along.
Yes.
They haven't forced it at all. These guys fit like puzzle pieces together. It's really like an odd couple relationship. Tell us about it. I know you sat down with the both of them to talk about their relationship.
Yeah, you know, they didn't really know each other well. They knew each other from USA Basketball and All-Star Games and such and met each other for the first time in college. But Draymond was driving home on September 11th this year, and he said, man, I think he told his buddy Jaquill, I think DeMarcus lives on my street. He's like, no. He said, let's go by there. So they go by there, and yes, four houses down. Cousins coincidentally moved on the same street.
He didn't know.
Didn't know.
Bought the house not knowing where Draymond Green lived.
Did not know.
Unbelievable.
Drives up there, sees a security guard. The security guard's like, what in the hell y'all doing there? They walk in the house, surprised DeMarcus, and they've been hanging out ever since.
That's great.
Gotten real close, and then Draymond actually went in front of the whole team and told him, like, look, this guy, we got to support him. He's going to have a lot of tough days. He's going to have a lot of mood swings. He's not going to be able to play. We got to get him through this and get him ready for when he is able to play. So they've grown real close.
Do you believe when it's said and done, and we're talking about this season in the past tense, we will look back at DeMarcus Cousins and say, this was a great ad. This was a true value add for the Golden State Warriors. Or are you still apprehensive about what this might mean?
I think it's a great ad because several reasons. One, he has something to gain. He got to get paid. So typically, people will be in their right mood in their right mind frame, especially when you got to get that big deal. And he's getting a little older. Two, you got people here that'll say something to him.
He's never had teammates.
Rondo could. Rondo could, but who else? Anthony Davis hasn't had that kind of personality.
I don't think anyone has had the opportunity to turn around and put a finger in his chest since... What, maybe Calipari in Kentucky?
So let me ask you, would Draymond be scared to say something to him?
No.
Iguodala?
No.
Steph?
No. So there you go,
KD?
Right? No.
Sean?
No.
Clay? Maybe.
Clay would do it in the coolest way possible. He'd do it with a look.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, and obviously Steve won't either. So I think they will bring out the best in him. As Cuz told me, he's like, look, people can say what they want about how the Pelicans looked when I was done. But he said he was having an MVP caliber season at the time of his injury. And if you look at his stats, it was like, what, 28, 15, and 6?
Is there any chance that he returns as early as Christmas Day?
He told me that he believes that there's a light at the end of the tunnel now. So I saw him running up and down the court the other day. He wasn't playing against anybody, but he was dribbling, going up and down the court. So I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. How's that?
Very good. Mark Spears, senior writer, ESPN's The Undefeated. What I love is your perspective on this league, where the game is globally. It's amazing how the NBA really is a global family now. There are more players from more continents in this league than ever before. I look at what Steve Kerr has accomplished, and it really is. It's one of the great basketball lives ever lived. I don't think we've ever seen a player go on to have success as a coach like this, at least, you know, maybe Lenny Wilkins, maybe. I mean, but that's still never won a title. You know, this is an accomplished player, a ridiculously accomplished coach. The news last week that Greg Popovich named him to Team USA. Mark, I think 10 years from now, we are looking at a guy in Steve Kerr who will represent coaching excellence the way the word Belichick rings out, the way the word Saban rings out. I think both those guys in the next 10 years will retire, and Steve Kerr will be America's coach from a default setting of coaching excellence, and he'll be America's coach in the reality of, I think he's the head coach of Team USA 2024 Olympics in Paris.
And for what he stands for and what he says.
It's amazing.
Which maybe some people don't agree with everything he says, but I'm a big fan of what he says. He has great – he's coached – he's played under great coaches. I mean, people forget about Lute Olson, Phil Jackson, Popovich. Find three guys that other guys have that are better than that.
Right. Tex Winter.
Tex Winter, learning from all those folks. And he just has the right demeanor, knows when to push the right buttons, and knows when to go 0 to 100. I think he's done a great, great job with this team. And you're right. I wouldn't be surprised if he does do USA basketball. My only concern with him is health.
Yeah.
You know, taking that flight right after a long season where the Warriors are expected to go far, going, you're basically spending your offseason committed to USA basketball. So I think physically it could be a little tough, but what he's going to gain from it would probably be worth it.
Mark, we saw some curious things happen this offseason. Maybe the most curious still is why Patrick McCaw thought his future would be better without it being attached to the Golden State Warriors. What have you learned? What do you know?
I think from what I'm hearing, it was very much his decision. That nobody.
It's a curious decision.
Very curious decision. It could cause you not to play in the NBA anymore. When you're still in, and I love Patrick. He's a great guy, great story. Been through a lot of tough things, but it was a very risky gamble, especially when you had a tough season. I thought he perhaps digressed a little bit last season. He didn't take a step forward.
No.
So, you know, do what Kevin Looney did: come back, play well, and then get your contract. So it's definitely, I think, disappointing that he's not back. Warriors have kind of moved on. I wouldn't say they've completely moved on. But if he's going to be a part of this, he better change his tune real fast.
Yeah, it feels like that ship has sailed, no doubt.
And then what do you say to the locker room? You know, because it ain't like you're a starter.
No, but if you had the argument, I wanted to go find myself more minutes. I think every player could relate to that.
But what you could do is...
He might be lying to himself about finding more minutes, man.
How?
Where?
You could say, hey, I'll do it, but I'd like to be moved if I can't play more.
Right.
And perhaps Bob would respect that and grant those wishes, but that's not something that I've heard. It's very confusing because he is like a fantastic, great guy, but obviously there's something that really bothered him.
Speaking of fantastic, great guys, it's exactly the label we got you under. We're so looking forward to this season.
Sir, I'm going to be around,
hanging
man.
Out with you. I am thrilled
you're
that
you're
part of
this.
You
bring me in the studio?
Oh, dude, anytime you want. I mean, the door is open. We're talking Warriors.
Can I get a theme song?
What do you want?
Something original.
Oh, you want us to come up with an original theme song for you?
I need Mr. Fab to come up with something for me.
All right.
Or my boy Dante Ryan. He's a young rapper from rapper/singer, fake Drake-looking kind of guy.
I think
he could be better than Drake and Ty.
I bet you got his number before I do. So you
I get an original theme song?
You make it happen. If you set it up, we'll pay up to...
Oh, it's free.
$25. Up to $25 to produce this theme song.
He'll take it.
All right, deal. All right, Mark Spears, we're going to throw a theme song at you before the season is said and done. There's no doubt about it. That's the man right there, Mark Spears, senior writer for ESPN's The Undefeated. No, we're not playing. We're going to bring you on with theme songs. Look at it this way. If I have to rap it, it's going to happen.
Oh, God.
Before it's said and done.
Well, it might be better that way.
It might be up with Sugar, people fabulous.
Sugar Hill beat.
Don't make me do it. Dude, if I had been born black, I would have been a rapper. There's no doubt. I mean, look at me. I'm an MC now. Yeah. I use my words for a living. I spit game. This is what I do.
You could be the Eminem.
Be MC Skittles.
I like that.
Taste the rainbow.
That means you're colorful.
Hell yeah. Thank you very much. Speaking of color, we got a little Tuesday trifecta, and we're going to make an ode to Oracle. We're going to ask you the exact same questions we just asked Mark. Tuesday trifecta, line them up right now, 888-957-9570, the easiest call segment in radio. Ode to Oracle, question number one. Who's the first person that ever brought you in here? No, not Sleepy Floyd. Who's the first person to bring you here? Your mother, your father, your aunt, your uncle, your grandfather, who? Your brother, your cousin. Who's the first person to bring you into Oracle Arena? Number two, what is your favorite thing about this building? That can be a player, that can be an aspect of the building, aspect of the family. What is the best concert you've ever seen at Oracle? Those are your three trifecta questions. The lines are open next. 888-957-9570. Who's the first person to bring you here? What is your favorite thing about this building? What is the best concert you ever saw at Oracle Arena? That's next on 95.7 The Game. 888-957-9570.
And suddenly over the loudspeaker I heard...
Trifecta.
Triple.
Trifecta.
With a triple.
Trifecta.
It's the Tuesday trifecta. One topic, three questions. Now, here's Damon Bruce.
Triples mean an awful lot to this franchise, don't you think? Oracle Arena's meant an awful lot to this franchise. The final season in this beautiful old NBA barn begins tonight. It is with an ode to Oracle that we ask you to call into the trifecta today. 888-957-9570. When someone drops, that means their line is open to you. We take your calls in the order in which they arrive. Couldn't be more democratic than that. Here we go. Our ode to Oracle begins with John, who's calling us from Martinez. Thank you very much for the call. John, are you ready to go and be the guinea pig today?
I'm going to try, Dan.
I'm rooting for you. John, who was the first person that ever brought you to Oracle Arena?
It was my dad's coworker. He knew a guy who had season tickets. I got to see Chris Webber's rookie year. He had a left-handed spike dunk. It was Mike and Mike's play of the day the next morning.
Very nice. That is vivid memory. Congratulations, sir. Favorite thing about this building?
The barbecue chicken sandwich.
Ooh. Shaquille O'Neal would turn barbecue chicken into like an official NBA saying. It's the truth. Best concert you ever saw in here, John?
4/20/2011, Stevie Nicks opens for Rod Stewart. And if you've ever been to a movie where you see a preview and it's just amazing, the next moment you think, oh my God, I still have a whole movie to watch, that's what that experience is like.
Not bad. Hey, John, thank you very much for the call. Well done on our maiden voyage here on today's trifecta. Let's go to Patrick in Newark is next. Patrick, thank you very much for the call. Who is the first person that ever brought you to Oracle Arena?
Well, David, that'd be my dad, Craig Riley. Hugest sports fan I've ever known in my life.
Wait, your name is Patrick Riley?
That's correct.
That's awesome, Patrick. Come on.
Thank you.
do we have to send you a quarter every single time we say three, Peter, or is that just the other Pat Riley?
Dude, I wish I had the money and the suit.
What is your favorite thing about this building?
My favorite thing about that building is it's got to be Steph. Over all the years I've been there many years, I'm 49 years old, but watching Steph in so many games at that arena has just been incredible.
Best concert you ever saw in here?
You're going to like this one. 1990. NWA, LL Cool J, Slick Rick, and De La Soul.
Ooh.
Nice.
Was that like a Rock the Bells tour?
It was epic.
That's pretty good. Thank you very much, Patrick. Appreciate it. We go to John, who is next in San Francisco. Thank you very much for the call, John. Who's the first person that ever brought you into Oracle Arena? John, are you there? Going once? Going twice?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Bruce is down on the freeway. But anyway, we almost got that last night. We almost got that upset, man. I told you we almost were going to get it.
I know. Very close. Very, very close. We go back to the trifecta. No more moral victories. We need a real victory here on the trifecta. Who's the first person, John, that ever brought you to Oracle Arena?
I have to say the grandparents picked me to go watch the Harlem Globetrotters, Curly, and you remember all them back in the day?
Oh, hell yeah. That's when the Globetrotters were doing Scooby-Doo episodes. That's back in the day right there.
Yeah,
favorite
they
thing.
Used to throw the confetti. They threw the confetti at me. I thought it was water.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the best tricks in the book. Favorite thing about this building?
Hey, I'm going to have to say, man, waiting in line tailgating.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean. What is the best concert that you ever saw in here, John?
Oh, man, I went and seen Cash Money Records, Lil Wayne, Birdman, BG, and Juvenile, and Manny Fresh. And, yeah, it was
It was one for the books. Yeah, I think they got robbed at the end of that one.
John, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. 888-957-9570. We got some open lines for you now if you couldn't get in before. This is Giovanni calling from Livermore. Thank you very much, Gio. Who is the first person to ever bring you in Oracle Arena?
Damon, it was my mom. She brought me to an Ice Capade show, and later in my life, in my ripe old age of 11, she brought me to see the Warriors. And the main reason I have to confess is because they were playing the Lakers, and we wanted to see all the guys on the Lakers, because the Warriors, unfortunately, were just not someone you wanted to see. So it was definitely my mom.
Hey, Giovanni, let's be honest. There are a lot of opposing teams that sold tickets in this building throughout the history of this building, given where the Warriors used to be. What is your favorite thing about this old barn?
I love that old building for two reasons. One, when I walk across the catwalk from the BART station, I can smell those bacon dogs being cooked. But two is when I finally get in, I can find a way into Sideline Club and get a little better food than what they sell in the concessions on the outside.
Very nice. Very sneaky, Giovanni. I appreciate that. What is the best concert you've ever seen in here?
Second Row Kiss. It was one of their final tour concerts, and my buddy got a guitar pick thrown in his eye by Paul Stanley. So that was
nice.
Best.
All fun and games until someone loses an eye at a Kiss concert. It really is. Thank you very thank you, Giovanni. Appreciate you calling. 888-957-9570. This is Khalid calling from Clayton. Khalid or Khalid? I never know how to say it. What do you go by?
It is Khalid, my friend.
Khaled it is. Soft A. There you go. Khaled. There it is. Khaled, who's the first person that ever brought you inside of Oracle Arena?
It was my father, God rest his soul. One of my favorite memories. He took me out there to go and see the Michael Jordan Bulls.
Very cool. Very cool. It's amazing. Jordan hated this building. His worst
really?
Career average, I believe, was against. It was either against the Warriors or inside Oracle. But Golden State was actually involved in one way or the other. Favorite thing about this building?
You know what? I'm going to have to romanticize about this one, my friend, because I've had season tickets for a while. It's the crowd. I've seen a lot of bad basketball in there, and I've seen a lot of turnover over there. But the one thing that's always maintained is my family out there, and we've been there a long time sitting with each other.
There's no doubt that if I could only invite one Bay Area fan base over for dinner, I would invite Warriors fans over. They've been the best. They are the best fan base here in the Bay Area that I've dealt with on a routine basis. And I mean that going back to the days of the Dunn-Murphy sisters. The passion in this building used to outperform the actual team that occupied this building. And the fans were as much of a show as the team was. And it's great to see that this team has finally caught up to the fans here at Oracle Arena. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call, Khaled. We move along to Angela in San Francisco. Thanks for calling, Angela. Who's the first person to ever bring you to Oracle Arena?
Oh, my God. I went with my father many, many, many years ago. And then a couple years ago, at my 50th birthday, I took my son to his very first Warriors game.
Very nice. And it's like passing it down the line.
10 years old. Oh,
fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We love it.
By the way, what a great age.
On the way to the game right now and stuck in traffic. Anyway.
That's fantastic. There is no better age to see sports in person for the very first time than when you're 10 years old. Everything is so big in your memory.
Oh, yeah.
It's perfect.
Oh, it's great.
But unfortunately, he had, free food and he had servers and everything. So I hope he knows that's not happening all the time.
I was about to say, way to raise your son all bougie, Angela. Come on.
Right? best way to see the Warriors.
Favorite thing about this building?
Oh, my God. I used to do fire alarm testing, and the Oracle and the baseball stadium was one of my accounts. So I think just keeping it safe for fans is probably one of the best things.
Look at you. So if it doesn't burn down, we can thank you, Angela.
Yes.
thank you.
If you haven't burned yet, you can thank me.
Thank you very much. Best concert you've ever seen in here?
Oh, my God, man, there's too many, dude. Sade, Janet Jackson, Rolling Stones, you name it. They're all good.
Awesome stuff, Angela. Thank you very much. Hopefully the traffic is good to you, opens up, and you get in here on time. Again, the Warriors are encouraging everyone to show up early tonight.
Yes, to be in your seat by 7:15 at the latest. That's when the ring ceremony starts, so do not miss that. So be in your seat by 7.
The rings are spinners. There will be a hologram.
Yes, and banners. I mean, it's going to be fun.
We got next level ring ceremony here tonight for you. Would you expect any less of the Golden State Warriors? We go to Duke in San Francisco. Thank you very much for the call, Duke. Who's the first person that ever brought you to Oracle Arena?
First of all, Damon and Gianna, thanks for taking my call. My grandmother, rest in peace, Mama Kareem, my grandmother brought me to my first Warriors, as it was before, you know, before the game, when you can go in there and the players are sitting down and they're warming up and stuff like that, where they used to let you go in there and get autographs and stuff like that. And I didn't believe this story. I went in there to try to go in there to get Rick Barry's autograph. I went down there and Rick Barry told me to get away from the bench. He said, get away from the bench. Clipper Ray said, sign the kid's autograph. I told Clipper Ray, that's okay. As a kid, I even was smart enough to say, I don't want his autograph, but I'll take yours. So, and Ed almost got hit by Nate Thurman in his Rolls Royce as a kid, too. My grandmother was like, you should have got hit.
Thanks, Grandma. Thank you very much. I am a cash cow if I get hit by this guy. What is your favorite thing, Duke, about this old building?
I'd have to say what one of the other callers just said, just the atmosphere of the Oracle and what it brings to everybody. And it's kind of like Candlestick. It's that atmosphere that only if you're at the Oracle and you're a Warrior fan, and you're, if you're a visiting fan, you're like, what is going on?
It is.
And mentioning the Bulls game, I was at a game where Mitch Richmond shut down Michael Jordan, actually shut him down, and the Warriors won. So that is not a nice building for him.
No, it was not a good building for MJ. What is the best concert, Duke, you ever saw in here?
Man, y'all just blow your feet off, man. Damon, I was at Eazy-E and NWA, and when Eazy-E, as soon as he hit the microphone and he said, easily I approach the microphone, the place just erupted in chaos and madness. Best concert ever.
Thank you very, very much, Duke. Eazy could work the room, man. No doubt about it. JC in the East Bay. Thank you very much for the call, JC. Who's the first person that ever brought you inside this glorious old NBA building?
Oh, that'd have to be my dad.
Very nice. Were you a young man?
Yeah, probably 5 or 6, probably early 70s.
Nice. Favorite thing about this building?
I'm going location, Damon. Location, location, location.
Hey, easy to get to, easy to park.
Yep.
Yeah.
The easy to park aspect is about to go bye-bye. No doubt about that. Best concert you ever saw in here?
It has to be my first concert ever, and that would be Rush, Moving Pictures Tour, 1981, I believe.
Very nice.
Wow.
Was Pete at that show?
Most likely, yes.
Gianna's
husband.
What
year is it?
I think it was like 81, probably.
Oh, he was probably a little young.
81. That's, yeah, okay. He probably picked up Rush somewhere on the Presto tour. thank you very, very much. Appreciate it. That was JC in the East Bay. We only got time for a couple more calls. Let's take these two right here. We'll start with Rick in Danville. Thank you very much for the call, Rick. Who was the first person that ever brought you inside Oracle Arena?
Well, actually, I got season tickets, and I brought my 5-year-old son at that time, and Chris Webber actually signed a basketball for him, which was really cool. He still has it to this day.
There you go. That's pretty cool.
That'll
make a kid a fan of the team.
Back in the day, that was pretty cool. So he took me, I guess, because he wanted to go. So
favorite thing about this building?
Well, the favorite thing, I didn't bring my son to this one, but it was the Coliseum Club. I hung out in there with Bill Walsh and Charles Haley one time. It was quite fun in there, but the building and everything else was great, but that was memorable because it was so long ago.
Best concert you ever saw in here?
Well, I did see Kiss first tour, but the New Barbarians was one of the best. That was with Ronnie Wood, Keith Richards, and Stanley Clarke played together.
Very cool. Very cool
rock Yeah,
so Rolling Stones light is what that really was. Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate your call. We'll finally wrap up today's fantastic, memory-filled, nostalgic Tuesday trifecta with Brent, also in Danville. Brent, thank you very much for the call. Who's the first person to ever bring little Brent into Oracle?
Hey, Damon. It's actually my buddy, high school buddy, Brian, who's actually reffing the game tonight. He invited me to the All-Star game many years ago, and his dad was actually reffing that game. So that's pretty special.
Brian Forte?
Yeah. Brian Forte. So
Brian Forte is one of your referees tonight. Absolutely.
Yeah, and so that was exciting. And then the best thing about the arena is for me is the volume and the acoustics. And then ultimately, I saw you two there about 17, 18 years ago.
Oh, it's back when U2 had its fastball, right? That was when they were really good live.
That's right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. That's all the Tuesday trifecta time we have tonight, because coming around the corner, it's my good friends Matt Steinmetz and Guru. By the way, you're going to want to keep it right here next hour. Steiny and Guru are not only going to get you ready for tip-off in this ring ceremony tonight, they're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to Monday's game against number one overall draft pick DeAndre Ayton and the Phoenix Suns. That's coming up next Monday. So Steiny and Guru next hour giving away a pair of tickets to Oracle on Monday. I got to ask you, Gianna, who's the first person that ever brought you into Oracle Arena, or was it your career that brought you into Oracle Arena for the first time?
For the first time ever to see a sporting event, yes. It was working here at 95.7 The Game, absolutely, for Warriors. And then, obviously, but my first time ever coming to Oracle was to see AC/DC with my husband, and we brought my two stepkids. They were little. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, their first, like, big family concert.
Very cool. So what is your favorite thing about the building?
I know my way around.
You do.
I love the fact that I know how to get, like, find the Crown Royal Club, find the BMW Club. I think it's the best part. And I just, the atmosphere, I've never, there's nothing like it, Damon. There's nothing like Oracle Arena.
There is nothing like this crowd. There's nothing, there is no building in sports that represents the diverse swath of the community like the crowd here does at Oracle Arena. It really is something else. I've got so many favorite moments in here. The very first person that ever brought me to Oracle Arena was myself. Like, I was trying to get into the broadcasting business and wasn't quite there yet, but I was a huge sports fan. I was living in San Francisco, and tickets to the It's a Great Time Out Golden State Warriors in the year where this place held the All-Star Game and Vince Carter threw down the iconic All-Star Game dunk. This was a building that I brought myself to, and the Warriors were so bad and the building was so quiet that night, you could directly talk to any player you wanted to.
That's crazy.
Like, you could talk loud enough to where there was no doubt that they were hearing you because the Warriors were that bad. And sometimes it would get a little quiet in here. I mean, it's a great crowd, but sometimes Warriors gave you no reason at all to applaud. And if you wanted to talk directly to a Golden State Warrior, you could be like, "Hey, McGetty, don't rebound. Whatever you do tonight, don't get a rebound. Why would you bother with that?"
And he'd hear you.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, those were good times. One of my other favorite moments in the history of this building was right after the NBA was going through the Donald Sterling getting removed from the league because of his racist thing with the Clippers, and it all went down. V. Stiviano, our hero. I remember there were two guys, because the famous quote was, you know, "You're not allowed to bring your black friends to a Clipper game, V." That's what really got Donald Sterling in trouble. One guy said, "I brought my black friend," and he held up a sign, and then his friend was the black guy with an arrow that's pointed right down to him, and his sign said, "I'm black."
Wow.
It was the single greatest FU to the concept of racism in the NBA I've ever seen a fans go through. It was beautiful. It was so Oracle. Okay. It was so East Bay. Mwah. Bravo. I love the ceiling in here.
Really?
I love the ceiling in this building. I'm going to miss this ceiling, I think, as much as anything else. It's such a cool ceiling. Look at it tonight. Get up in that ceiling.
Pay attention.
Look at the ceiling, especially when all the lights are flashing early on. Best concert I ever saw in here, Prince
I was
on
there.
A piano.
I was there.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Our good friend Dan Dibley is out tonight hanging out at the Warriors Watch Party at the Stadium Club in Walnut Creek. Dan Dibley, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Damon. Right here at the corner of North Main Street and Lincoln Avenue, the Stadium Pub, one of Walnut Creek's sports bar staples. It is filling up, so if you want to come on out here, it's a Warriors Watch Party. It's part of what Chase is doing. They've got three scattered throughout, of course, Anna in San Francisco, Bonte Hill, the pride of the midday, Sorry Steiny, and Guru. Wow, I apologize, but he's over in Oakland as well. Things out here in Walnut Creek, Damon, couldn't be more spectacular. 5-mile-an-hour breeze blowing from southwest, gently to northeast, about 81 degrees. Everyone in general, quite happy.
That's fantastic. I like it. Are you ready for a little Tuesday trifecta for yourself? Dan, who's the first person to ever bring you to Oracle?
His name is Scott Elliott. He was a high school friend of my brother Mike, who graduated in 1980. It had to be 1978. We used to go from Marin in his Mustang at about 110 miles an hour on the Richmond Bridge. Wasn't very safe, but we made it.
That's back when speeding was cute. It really was. What is your favorite thing about this glorious old building?
When Clark Nelson, one of my dearest friends in the world, hits a half-court shot to win a Subaru Justy, we run on the court and celebrate, and I get him an exclusive interview with then play-by-play announcer Greg Papa. I believe the year was 1988. I have the audio. Remind me to send it to you.
Oh, man.
Best concert Dan Dibley ever saw inside of Oracle Arena.
It was the same one that you guys mentioned, the Prince with the piano, and I think it has extra specialness for me because obviously it was one of his final concerts ever, but you know Damon, he's on my Rushmore. He's probably my, if not my bearded Abe Lincoln, he's my cherry tree chopping George Washington.
Dan, you are amazing. If we didn't have you, we'd have to invent you. Thank you so much. Have a great time tonight. Anyone who wants to come out and hang out with you, again, he's at the Stadium Pub in Walnut Creek, and as he says, it's a nice, comfortable fall breeze. Come on out and have a good time. Dan?
We rendered him speechless.
Is that it? Dan, thank you so much for joining us real quick. Thanks to Mark Medina and Mark Spears, everyone who called in for the Tuesday Trifecta. Great stuff with all of you as well. Really appreciated it. Let me just say, I do love this building. I do love the NBA. And I really do love the Golden State Warriors. If you want to talk about a franchise that checks all the boxes and has put together all the data points to equal a true champion, that's what this franchise has done. The Warriors are the embodiment of what we talk about and fantasize about as sports fans. They are the team that you created on a video game to be an untouchable dynasty. Except this isn't a video game. This is real life. This is actually happening. It's happening on our watch. It's happening on our station. And it's just phenomenal. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed tonight's game. So much. Thank you to all of our crew here. Thanks so much to Tim for getting us on the air and not kicking the plug out. Albie, Gianna,
Damon.
Elena back in the studio. Thank you to Whitley as well for getting us up and on the air. Remember, sports don't build character, they reveal it.
And like that, he's gone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.